Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning, I'm Stan Bunger.
In for Susan Lee Taylor, I'm Holly Kwan. The Alameda County Health Department has begun testing residents for the potentially deadly coronavirus. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us that just one case has been confirmed in the U.S., and that was of a Washington State man. Tim?
Holly, Alameda County Health Officer Dr. Erica Pan tells KPIX5 this is all precautionary.
Currently, we had less than 10 patients who are what we call patients under investigation. So that means we have already started to receive calls from clinicians about people who might have fever and or respiratory symptoms.
Those patients asked about possible ties to Wuhan, China, are now under home isolation as doctors await test results from the CDC in Atlanta. The flu bug, we're told, has been ruled out.
The most important message we want to make sure people know is that there have been no confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in Alameda County or nor that I'm aware of in the Bay Area.
Precautions being taken at the Port of Oakland, as well as those medical screenings you've been hearing about at SFO. The scare is real, however, as we hear from the Chronicle that the Fremont Fire Department on Thursday issued an alert to dispel social media rumors of a spreading disease. Worldwide, hundreds are sick and several dozen are dead. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Thanks, Tim. Commuters breathing a little easier in Monterey County. The Highway Patrol says it has arrested a man believed to be behind those attacks on cars along Highway 101 in the Prunedale area. KCBS's Matt Bigler to explain how authorities have managed to break the case.
Stan, after the most recent projectile attack earlier this month, the CHP was able to track a GMC pickup belonging to Charles Lafferty. And authorities believe the 52-year-old Prunedale man is the person who's been smashing car windows on Highway 101 in Monterey County. His weapon?
I have confidence. We believe Mr. Lafferty used a slingshot as well as glass marbles to commit these crimes.
CHP Central Coast Chief L.D. Maples says Lafferty would fire the slingshot at oncoming traffic while he was driving. Over 11 months, five people were injured in the attacks, including a child. Monterey County Supervisor John Phillips.
We feel really fortunate that there wasn't a greater injury and we were able to make the arrest and see this arrest made before there was a much more serious injury that was just a matter of time.
Now, prosecutors have evidence to charge Lafferty with 10 of the 69 attacks for which there is no motive. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thanks, Matt. Dozens of past and current Treasure Island residents are suing the city of San Francisco and the U.S. Navy. The suit claims authorities lied for years to residents about the extent of radioactive and toxic contamination on the island. It seeks $2 billion in damages and to stop all building on TI until it is independently verified to be safe and clean. We keep telling you traffic in the Bay Area is a nightmare. So why aren't more people taking public transit? KCBS's Jim Taylor has a story on the latest study.
Public transit use is down across the country and in the Bay Area. Why?
There is no smoking gun. There's not a single reason. And when you look at any kind of transportation question, there are always a lot of threads to the fabric, if you will.
John Goodwin, Metropolitan Transportation Commission. One thing we are missing here in the Bay Area.
Concentration of jobs and workers in transit-rich neighborhoods promotes transit use.
Yeah, it seems like the Bay Area has been a little late in coming to the concept of building housing that's right at transit hubs. Talk about it a lot, but you don't see it happening that much.
Well, that's correct.
Can we point a finger at Uber and Lyft?
You can certainly point a finger, but there are a lot of fingers to point. Their strongest market time is during those hours when transit is losing the most riders, and that's in the off-peak.
So there you go. One thing not to blame, he says, quality of transit. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.